Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. My brother is heading to Nigeria, and he requested that we all pray for him. Would you please stand up? We don't take it for granted. It's a battleground going to Nigeria. Amen. But we know who we serve, that is able to keep unto the uttermost that which we place in his hand. And he hasn't failed yet. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, your son has come before your presence, asking that you, all the church, the body of Christ, pray for him as he goes. Father, we thank you, Lord, because the word never fails. You said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So, Lord, bring to pass that which you have spoken concerning Victor, that you will be the shade upon his right hand, that the sun will not smite him by day, nor the moon by night. Every mode of transportation, you will bear him up on eagle's wings in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, let your presence, the angel of your presence, the great Prince Michael that stands with his people, be with him in the name of Jesus. The purpose of his trip, let him come back. Give him praise to your name. Jumping in and out of church. Say the Lord has done it. To say that the Lord has done it. He has done exceedingly abundantly above what you can imagine. To you and only you alone be glory and honor in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon you. The blood of Jesus Christ upon you. The water you will eat, drink. The food you will eat, you will not react to it. In the name of Jesus. The air will be conducive to you. In the name of Jesus. You go out and come in and receive green pastures. The peace of Jesus will go before you. In the name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord. The great God. The pillar of fire. Will go before you. Guide you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to his voice. As he speaks to you. He said, go here. Here is the way. When the pillar gets up, you get up. When he says stand still, you stand still. In the name of Jesus. I command your ears to be tuned to the Holy Spirit's frequency. In the name of Jesus. Where evil is determined, you will not be there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Please take a seat. Hallelujah. I want to thank everybody here this morning. I want to praise the Lord Jesus Christ for the opportunity. Let me shut it off. He has afforded us all to be here. Please, if you don't have a notepad, if you don't have a pen or pencil, I find my young ladies have to please give you a notepad. I want you to take notes on what you're going to hear today. The Bible said, those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as stars in the kingdom of their God. Can you say amen? Everything that seemed to have gone on this morning, praise the Lord. Is it on? Everything that has gone on this morning has geared us towards one thing. Soul winning. If you don't have a notepad, please, those ladies will give you a notepad. And it's a... We're going to learn soul winning the Bible way. Amen. We're going to learn it the Bible way. A lot of stuff has been said. We have been taught, but this day is a new day. Say, this day is a new day in my life. I pray in the name of Jesus that this word be instilled in each and every one of our hearts. that the Lord encourage us through this message to touch somebody for Jesus. Amen? That the spirit of lethargy will no longer prevail upon you and I in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? This is my prayer. The whole purpose for which Christ died is to grab people, grab us from the kingdom of darkness into this marvelous light. Can somebody say amen? How about you? How many souls, if Christ was to come today, how many souls will be in your account? It's a question we each personally have to answer. Praise the Lord. I could have preached this message, but please, I want us, all of us, please start that video. I want all of us to pay good attention. Please take notes. Please take notes and take the scriptures. Heavenly Father, let this word that we hear fall on good soil in the name of Jesus. Amen. we go. Praise ye the Lord. Does this give all of us an insight? Amen? Amen, somebody? Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask the choir, the praise team to please come out. This hymn we're going to sing was composed by a guy who had heard a story being told of a young man who gave his life to Christ. A month later, he was scheduled to die. And he said, "Oh, must I go and empty-handed? Will you go empty-handed when you see the King?" Some of us have been Christians for 5, for 10, for 15, for 20 years. Maybe 30, 40 years. Can you count how many people you have turned over their life to Christ? You don't have to be 60 years old. You don't have to be 80 years old. Only God knows the parmony angel, the calling of time, when he says, "Come up hither." May we not miss the day of our visitation. May you not miss the day of your visitation. May me, Peter, not miss the day of my visitation. Don't see the King. Don't meet him empty-handed. Daniel said, "They that turn men to righteousness shall shine." You have an opportunity of a lifetime. There is no coming back once you've gone through. Amen? Think about it. As they sing that song, I just put up a few scriptures. Ben helped me with that. It just tells of God's promises to you and to me. Go out there and touch somebody. When you're coming next time to church, next week, let's see a difference. Say, "Look, I learned about this and I practiced it." And see what difference it makes. Amen? Who would attempt to do that this coming week? Who would attempt to be a witness for Jesus this coming week? Let me see your hands up. Please. You only have one life to live. I only have one life to live. Who will make sure they make an attempt to talk to somebody about Jesus? It may be your first time. It doesn't make a difference. This guy met Christ and had only 30 days. He said, "Must I go and empty-handed?" I did a search on the web for this song. Guess what I found out? About 75% of people who made comments on this song were Nigerians. Go check it out. "Must I go? Will you go empty-handed?" Praise the Lord. Help me out, folks. Huh?
To show.
Could you pull it up, please? Thank you. No. I thought you said you put it on. "Must I go and empty-handed?" That's the title. "Must I go and empty-handed?" And I would like each and every one of us to sing this song, this hymn. It's a hymn. It's only 3 stanzas. And meditate upon it. And promise yourself that you will not get to heaven empty-handed. You have to make a conscious decision that I'm not going empty-handed. That's it. And knowing that's appointed unto man wants to die. Not everybody will die, but there is a calling of time. Whether you are changing to light or you go by way of the grave, there's a calling of time for everybody. Amen? And when that time comes, there's no fixing it. I'll not go. You can join us if you know the hymn, please.
Go and empty-handed, must I meet my Savior's soul? Not one soul with which to greet him, must I empty-handed go?
Say, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast. Let no man take thy crown. Daniel 12, chapter 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Revelation 22, verse 12. Continue, please. And behold, I come quickly. See, and behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me. To give every man according to as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.
Which to me, Tim, must I empty-handed go? Must I go?
Those of you that lifted up your hands, who promised they'll witness for Jesus next week, let me see you up here, please. If you lifted your hand, you're going to witness for Jesus next week, this week coming. Let me see you up here, please. You will not go empty-handed, though. Promise yourself you are not going empty-handed. This week.
I go and empty.
Please come join me.
Time.
We aren't going to meet him empty-handed.
Not one will we should meet him. Must I empty-handed? Let go, must I go and empty hand? Must I meet my Savior soon?
once, oh, we wish to meet him, must I empty handed go? Must I go and empty handed? Must I meet my Savior soon? Or once, oh, we wish to meet him, must I empty handed go? Amen. If you are here, you want to join us here, you're welcome. We are making a vow. Say, be careful what you say in the house of the Lord. You are promising the king you're going to witness. We've seen how to do it. I'm going to pass this oil around. As we anoint it, the Lord will give you the grace. Amen? I said the Lord will give you the grace. Yes. To fulfill your purpose. To fulfill your promise. To fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. It will start with turning souls to Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, I lift up this anointing oil. Anoint it, Father. Everyone that would partake of this anointing oil, give them the grace to be your mouthpiece, to be your hands and your feet, to be your legs, that will not keep quiet in the name of Jesus, that they will turn somebody to righteousness. Give the grace, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, we rebuke any lethargy, apathy, carefree attitude to those who are dying in sin. Give us compassion for souls. Father, give us compassion for souls in the name of Jesus. The compassion the leaders of before, the Spurgeons, the Whitfields, the Edwards, that they had that at one call, thousands gave their life to Christ. Grant it to each and every one of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just take a bit of it, anoint your head, and pray a prayer for yourself that the Lord will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll not go and empty handed. Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul wish to meet him, must I empty handed go? As I go and empty handed, must I meet my Savior soon? Can we all kneel down, please?
Must I go empty hand? Must I meet my Savior soon? Not one soul is to meet him. Must I empty hand and go?
Ah, Jesus. Jesus. Rahesi taliba kori bashenda rabakori. Resunda rabakoshka patori bashenda rabakali bakiri bashi. Father, I pray you help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us in the name of Jesus to be soul winners, to be evangelists in the name of Jesus. Empower us, O Lord,
in the name of Jesus. When you send them two by two, you said, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. Say, you are trampled upon serpents, upon scorpions. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. As my brethren go out in their workplaces, nooks and crannies, as we come here every Saturday, Father, in the name of Jesus, like apostles of old, you commanded them to go lay hands on the sick. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the word that was spoken come to pass, that we shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover in the name of Jesus. We will pray for the dead and the dead will arise in the name of Jesus. Because you said so, we believe it in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon everybody in this assembly. Father, Lord, quicken our paces. Quicken our paces. We thank you for a second chance and a third chance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. To you be all the honor and glory. And when it's all said and done, Baba, let us say we are unprofitable servants. Let us not say it was by my power, by my might. We give you back all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Should anybody in this assembly try to ascribe anything to themselves, Father, it shall not be so in the name of Jesus. Because without you, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. We know that. There's no rising. There's no talking. There's no seeing. There's no feeling. There's no breathing without you. Father, Lord, our eyes are upon you. Father, our eyes are upon you. You said the expectations of the righteous will not be cut short. Let each one here, Lord, at the sound of my voice, fulfill their high calling in Christ Jesus. Destinies will not be truncated or aborted in the name of Jesus. Go in the power of the Lord and the strength of the Lord. I'm with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Go do my bidding. Seek the Lord. I will back you up. Seek the Lord. Be not weary in well doing. Behold, the night cometh when no man can walk. Walk while it is yet day. Seek the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And everybody said, and everybody said, God bless you. God cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I know the altar couldn't take all of us, but I know there are people sitting in that seat who have made that decision. Amen. As we the choir praise team lead us, if you have anything you want to give to the ministry, please give it. If you put your name on it, you get a tax deductible. Received at the end of the fiscal year. I apologize, it took a little longer, but I think it's important. Amen? It's important to get this thing straight one time. Hallelujah.